Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot from Nick Caserio. He spoke for about 30 minutes earlier today. One thing that he jumped in about was where he feels like the Texans are right now, what kind of franchise they are. He took over a tough situation, where they are now. This is Nick Caserio on the state of the Texans.
You know, our situation right now is a lot better than it was, I would say, when we sat here last year, from a asset allocation, from a salary cap structure, from resources or players in the building, to externally opportunities that might be available for us in free agency, to, you know, right now we have the third overall pick. I think there's some pretty good things that are in place.
All right, that's Nick Caserio on the state. Feels a lot better than they were, he says, his words, when they took over. As we sit here and the Texans are now trying to find their next leader, their next head coach, from last year, Clint, do you agree with him? Do you feel like they're in a much better place than they were last year?
Yeah, I do. I believe you know, what he, I mean, that's all we can do is believe. From the internal perspective, all we can do is at this point believe that the players that are in the building are better players, and I say that in a sense of, and I'm talking about the core group. Obviously we're not talking about the upper echelon talent, the top 10 talent, most talented guys on a roster. Obviously that's not the same, but throughout the roster, we're just gonna have to trust that there's better people in the building. There's better professionals in the building, top to bottom. And so I do believe that is very likely that they've been able to accomplish all of the things that Nick Caserio said, from a perspective of the people that are in the building, the front office, and I think the roster itself. It's obvious that the job is more attractive because you've got a first round pick, you've got a second round pick, and you've got a number three overall pick. So it's obvious from a draft perspective that it's in a better place. It's obvious from a cap perspective that it's in a much, much better place. I would say that the Watson situation is in a different place, not necessarily a better place, but it's in a different place. Like, I don't think that the next candidate for the Houston Texans is going to be expected to try to A1 first off the jump, from the jump, go talk Deshaun Watson back into playing for the Houston Texans, or even be employed while others are trying to talk Deshaun Watson back into the building. So I think that has changed in a major way for the better as we look at it from a head coach's perspective. I would like to think that the staff that is hired show, which I can't let myself believe that Tim Kelly was retained because of his relationship with Deshaun Watson, but it's really the only thing that makes it make sense to me then and now. But you don't have that as part of your offensive staff. I do think that it's highly likely that the things that Nick Caserio mentioned in the building behind the doors that you and I aren't privy to every day, that situation and those individuals have improved drastically. I do believe that. And then if we look at the things from the outside looking in, the situation is very, very, very different in terms of what the head coach will be stepping into and really what will be at his disposal to either, you know, for him to have success with or fail with.
You think it more like the draft stuff? Is that?
The draft stuff is huge. I do think this too, Show. I think right now, and this is just my opinion, so take it for what it's worth, but I believe that you can look at the Deshaun Watson. I think people are more comfortable with looking at what's going on with Deshaun Watson and getting, to, especially after the Miami trying to make the trade at the trade deadline and just not getting it done and word leaking out that 18 of the 21 cases are all but settled. And there's information that's moved, that's kicked the can down the road on the Deshaun Watson situation to where I think a head coach looks at this. Now, it's still not ideal, but looks at the Houston situation and says, okay, I can see where they're going to get beyond the Deshaun Watson situation, and I can see where when they do, there's going to be added draft capital more so than what I already have. So you went from not having a one, not having a two, not knowing whether Deshaun Watson was ever going to play football again because it was going south in a hurry consistently when Culley was hired last year too. Okay, now I know I got a one and a two, and I feel a lot better. And I may be speaking out of turn, Show, but I know I personally feel a lot better about Deshaun Watson will play in the NFL again at some point, and there will be some kind of draft capital that the Texans get in return for Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, I think on all fronts other than one, and I know you're chomping at the bit to get there, I think on all fronts other than one, this is a much more attractive job for candidates.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. You could text in. Your thoughts, you agreed. Do you feel, as what Nick Caserio said at the GM, that we are in a better place than they were a year ago? You feel that way? I think in some spaces, of course. Like, I think time was going to be a deal. As long as you weren't going to trade a first or a second round pick again, you're going to be in a better place. So, yeah, this year you have the number 3 overall pick in the first round and the second round the rest of the way. I think you also have an extra pick from Bradley Roby in the third round. So, I mean, you've got, you've got better stuff in the draft. So you're better in that space. And the cap, for the most part, is in a better spot, right? There's still some interesting dead cap hits that are on the books for the team. But overall, you're in a better spot right now, depending on how the Deshaun thing shakes out.
Right.
Because if you're sitting there and have to pay $40 million next year, then that's a different thing. I don't think they'll do that. I think the inner fan comes into me when I think about and I hear a better spot. Like, I go to myself, do I feel better about the front office if I'm a fan? No. I don't feel better at all. I feel worse about the front office because of the decision they made with the coach, how it's all going down, how it's all happened. Do I feel better about the product on the field? I think a bit. I still don't know what direction they're going.
Yeah.
I still don't know. You know, Davis Mills, at least with his run at the end of the year, makes me feel, if I'm a fan, a little bit better about the situation.
In that perspective too, Show, you got to be impressed with not impressed, because hell, we're talking about bottom feeders here. But you the guys like Kamu Crugier-Hill and guys across that defensive line and Brandon Cooks playing, like, guys played hard consistently for 18 weeks, where that wasn't the case when Deshaun was still here. And I'm only saying Deshaun because that's an indicator of the year I'm talking about, not because he had anything to do with guys not playing hard. But the overall team, you got to be more impressed with their willingness to go out there and lay it on all on the line when there really was nothing to lay on the line for.
They played hard. But I think when it comes down to it, can I sense a difference maker on this team that is going to be here? And no, I think they've done a decent job of developing things, but there's not a difference maker on this team. So as a fan, I'm looking at it on the field. Do I feel like they're closer to getting back to Kansas City up 24-0? No. And then how confident do I feel about the guys that are in charge to make this thing better? And the confidence level for me, if I was a fan, is at an absolute zero. And so there are parts that in my mind as a fan, that time just kind of gave you. But the important things of, hey, the coach you're going to hire and how the roster's going to look, because he alluded to today that there's going to be more turnover again. And so there's one way where yes, but then there's other ways of, and how confident, if I'm a fan, do I feel like this thing's going to get turned around? And I just wouldn't have very much at all.
I look, I don't disagree with you. You're not one bit wrong. I think ultimately what really, really, really matters and what's gonna impact this rebuild more than anything is Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby being at the top. And I agree with you, Show. I don't think I'm as stern as you are on Nick Caserio not being the guy, but the jury's still out for me from a standpoint of I lean more towards the David Culley hire and botching that through the process and that big time miss, the Tim Kelly hire. I lean more on that than I do the 6 Super Bowl trophies that he won under Belichick. And so, for me, the jury's still out. I think any conversation that revolves around Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby and the confidence level of them getting this organization back to competitive, being competitive and respectability, I think it's low, no question.
I forgot about that part too, and I'm wondering if fans believe his impact has lessened, and I don't think fans think that Jackson, as I'm seeing Tyler shake his head. I don't think fans think that Jack's impact has lessened.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.